The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We begin this half hour with breaking news of a serial killer from Euless. The jury is back. Let's get the latest from LP Phillips.
And Jason Thornburg has been sentenced to death. The jury returned its verdict in Tarrant County in the last few minutes. Thornburg killed three, dismembered them, threw their bodies into a trash dumpster, and set it on fire. He actually ate the heart of one of the men, calling it a sacrifice. In arguing for the life prison term, the defense team said he was born with fetal alcohol syndrome, was sexually assaulted as a child, and has a mental disability. But prosecutor Kim Davignon said Thornburg was able to know right from wrong.
There is no answer for justice other than the death penalty.
The sentence will be appealed automatically. Evidence during the sentencing hearing show Thornburg had actually killed two others. Reporting live from the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
LP, you've been covering courts for a long time. Have you ever heard of a case that's more bizarre than this?
Yes, I have, but not as but few others.
Yeah.
There are some strange ones out there. This one, I've heard of weird cases. This one ranks right up there with weirdness, yes.
Yeah, they were also saying that, you know, with the whole mental illness part of this case, obviously it didn't change anything. I mean, how did they expect for that to be a bigger issue than it was?
Well, in cases where mental illness comes out, you have, first of all, do you find him not guilty by reason of insanity? And there is something called malingering. Are they faking it? Are they trying to just get through this? Do they have the ability to appreciate right from wrong? And in this case, the guy knew what he was doing. He knew to hide bodies. He knew to burn the evidence. He knew that. So there was at least an appreciation of right from wrong here. And that's big into this. Now, the second question comes up before the courts. Was he above a mental state that they allowed to execute him? And that's for the experts to determine. That'll come up on appeal.
Yeah, that is pretty wild. LP Phillips, thank you so much.